It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, September 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. Over the past decade, a tiny insect has been causing a big problem in southwest Colorado, and it's getting worse. The beetle is devouring mature spruce forests and turning them into expanses primed for wildfire. The U.S. Forest Service recently unveiled a broad new plan to try to minimize fire danger, but not everyone thinks it's the best path forward. KBNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
I'm standing in the forest outside of Lake City, the only town in Colorado's Hinsdale County. The county is about the size of Rhode Island, and 95% of the land here is federally owned. It's thick with trees, but almost all of them are dying.
You know how that tree is starting to lose some of its needles? We're going to take a look at that one right back there.
Roy Mask is an entomologist, meaning he studies bugs for the U.S. Forest Service.
The genus is Dendroctonus. The species is Rupipennis. That genus name means tree killer.
Mask is talking about spruce beetles. Their habitat ranges from Alaska to Arizona, and they're about the size of a grain of rice. These insects are feasting on Engelmann spruce here in Hinsdale County. Mask is cutting some bark off a dying tree.
Here are some of the adult beetles. So you can see the female makes a gallery. She lays her eggs, the larvae radiate away from those egg galleries, and they basically just kind of create a road map of feeding. This would normally be a living layer of the tree, and so they're basically killing that living layer. We call it the inner bark.
These insects, which are native to the area, can destroy a healthy forest within 3 years. They can fly and also travel on windstorms, where they rain down onto new trees. Mask says spruce beetle populations are flourishing in Colorado because of warm temperatures and drought conditions.
There are literally millions of acres in the West that are susceptible to beetles, and we could talk about a number of different beetles, not just spruce beetle. And so as we look across these vast landscapes and we look at their susceptibility, the likelihood of change and disturbance is there.
Federal officials in the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests in southwest Colorado are proposing a 10-year project to try and get rid of 250,000 acres of dead spruce trees. In the same plan, the Forest Service also wants to treat an additional 230,000 acres of aspen forests that have experienced dieback from drought and fungus. Normally, plans like this deal with small areas, but because of the size of the problem, they want to fight it on a large scale.
We support their efforts, having experienced two catastrophic wildfires in 2012 and 2013. We see the damage that is happening because of spruce beetle kill.
That's Hinsdale County Commissioner Cindy Dozier. A major Forest Service concern is trees falling onto roads and buildings or fueling wildfires. The proposal would allow for controlled burns to clear and revitalize dead stands, replanting, and timber contracts with logging companies to remove dead trees. Dozier says she's urging the Forest Service to act quickly because she thinks the county is a tinderbox waiting to be lit.
A lot of these standing dead trees are lining major roads. To get into Lake City and to get out of Lake City, we have one way, and that is Highway 149. We view it as a beginning of a fire break, but also it's an escape route if we were to have a fire.
But some environmentalists, like Hillary Cooper with the Sheep Mountain Alliance, a Telluride-based conservation group, don't agree with the scale of the plan.
Our concern is that the recent science that is coming out is saying that the more human management and human disturbance that is created in forests actually hurts the efforts of forests to regenerate themselves. So we're trying to find a balance between the economic need to do some of these salvage projects to address public health and safety, which we feel is very important, and then backing them off of some of the areas that we feel should be left to natural regeneration.
The Forest Service has already held several public meetings to get feedback on its plan. Officials say a draft environmental impact statement on the project is set to be released this winter. Back in the mountains above Lake City, Mask, the Forest Service biologist, says spruce beetles won't kill off all of the trees.
There will be young spruce out here. Even in a warming climate, it won't all disappear at one time. So I think people will get used to a much younger forest.
Mask says at this point, spruce beetle populations have grown exponentially and will continue to spread. And all forest managers can do is try and plan ahead. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
And finally, multiple polls on Colorado's U.S. Senate and gubernatorial races were recently released. Some are painting a different picture of where things stand with just 7 weeks until the November 4th election. Benta Berkland talks to one political scientist about the numbers to get a sense of what it all means.
Most polls show the U.S. Senate race as being too close to call. The Denver Post recently gave incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Udall a narrow edge over his Republican challenger, Congressman Cory Gardner, but the numbers were also within the margin of error. A separate USA Today poll gives Gardner a one-point lead.
There's no doubt that these races are important. There's no doubt that votes are going to matter. And there's no doubt that these races are going to be really strongly contested until Election Day.
That's Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders. He says when looking at new polls, it's important to note who conducted it and whether it follows the general trend.
When you see multiple polls come out on the same day that have a wide amount of variation between them, I think you have to remember that polling firms differ. And there's a lot of differences in how they conducted the survey. There's a lot of differences in how they choose to sample.
For instance, a poll from Quinnipiac University put Governor John Hickenlooper 10 points behind his Republican challenger, Bob Beaupre. And in the Senate race, Udall was 8 points behind Gardner. Saunders says even though the poll was conducted from a nonpartisan perspective, it raises questions.
There's going to be many, many more polls in this race. And the more polls we have and the more transparency we have with regard to their methodology, we can get more certainty about that outcome. If there is change, and change can occur, and Quinnipiac may be onto something with their Beaupre and Gardner findings, but we need a lot more confirmation when we see an outlier than we do when we see polls that are generally in line with a trend.
Saunders says the methodology may be flawed because the poll is overcalculating how many Republicans will turn up at the polls on Election Day compared to Democrats. The GOP is widely believed to be more enthusiastic going into this midterm election, but Saunders says the poll exaggerated this enthusiasm gap. Most analysts agree the race for governor and U.S. Senate are toss-ups. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Up next, Alan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.